This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Callum, and this is 6 Minute English. With me today is Neil. Hello, Neil.
Hi, Callum.
In today's programme, we're going to be looking at an interesting story of war, secret messages, codes, and...
And what?
Pigeons.
Pigeons?
Yes, pigeons.
Those birds that are everywhere in London?
That's it.
Well, what do they have to do with war, secret messages and codes?
Well, we'll find out after today's question. A question about codes. Who is the first person recorded using written codes to keep his or her communication secret? Was it Roman Emperor Julius Caesar, English King Harold, or Egyptian Pharaoh Tutankhamun?
I have no idea whatsoever, so I'm going to go for the English King Harold, for no reason at all.
Okay, we'll find out if you're right at the end of the programme. Now, back to the pigeons.
Yes, I am intrigued.
It all started when a man was cleaning out the chimney of his house in the south of England. In the rubbish from the chimney, he found a pigeon's leg. Attached to the leg was a small container, and inside the container was a message written in code. From details on the paper, it was clear this was a military message from the Second World War.
Were birds really used to carry messages during the Second World War?
Well, here's BBC security correspondent Gordon Carrera answering that question and also explaining why. What reason does he give?
There were important messages carried by pigeon, particularly, the theory is that this might have been an army unit in Europe on the move, and it was on the move, and it basically was moving so fast it couldn't put up an aerial for a wireless transmission to be sent, so they would quickly release a pigeon with a quick message.
So why would they use a pigeon rather than the radio?
He says that when an army unit was moving fast, they might not have had time to put up an aerial, and it would have been quicker just to release a pigeon with a message. Of course, pigeons can be trained to fly back to a particular place.
And that's right. And in fact, the military used over 250,000 pigeons to send messages during the Second World War.
So what was the message that the pigeon was carrying?
Ah, well, the truth is, they don't know. They have no idea.
What, even with all the power of modern computers and the best minds?
Yes, here's Gordon Carrera again talking about the message. What word does he use to describe the process of understanding a code?
They've been looking for a few weeks. The truth is that it was designed not to be cracked easily.
What word does he use, Neil?
He says the code was designed not to be cracked easily. We use the verb to crack when talking about codes.
So the code is designed not to be cracked easily. Let's hear a little bit more about what kind of code it might be. Here's more from the BBC's Gordon Carrera, who mentions one of the ways this code might have been created.
One is using something called a one-time pad, which is a technique where you apply a random key to a code, and if you keep that secure, if it's truly random, it is basically unbreakable.
What kind of code is he talking about here?
A code created with what's called a one-time pad. As I understand it, if you think of a code like a lock, what do you need to open a lock?
Well, you need a key to open a lock.
That's right. And if you don't have the key and there's no record of what the key was like or who made it or where it was kept, you're going to have a problem.
You won't be able to open the lock.
Exactly. With a code created with a one-time pad, there's only one key. And it's only used once. After that, it's destroyed. Without the key, you can't crack the code. It's an uncrackable or unbreakable code.
Gordon said that the key should be random.
That's right. If something is random, it means there's no pattern to it. It's not predictable or repeatable. And if the key is truly random, they'll never be able to crack the code.
Unless they find the key. And that's what they're hoping. Gordon Carrera again. What information are they hoping to find to help them?
What they're saying is that without more contextual information, basically who the sender was, who the recipient was, when it was sent, and exactly the identity of the pigeon, it may be impossible to crack it.
So what extra information are they looking for?
They really need to find out who sent the pigeon, to whom it was sent, and even the identity of the pigeon itself. That information might help them locate the key. So I guess for the time being, the pigeon message will remain a mystery.
Well, perhaps not.
What do you mean?
Well, a man in Canada heard this story and he thinks he's got the code book to crack the message. And he says it's a much simpler code than has been thought.
Really?
But unfortunately, we don't have time to go into that now, but there is a link to the story on our webpage. Time now for the answer to the question. Who is the first person recorded using written codes to keep his or her communication secret? Neil, you said...
I said King Harold of England.
And the correct answer is actually Emperor Julius Caesar. And there's, in fact, a Caesar cipher, which is a kind of code which is attributed to Julius Caesar. It's a very simple one, actually, that each letter is just moved three places along. So instead of writing A, he wrote D. And instead of writing B, it would have been E. So perhaps not a particularly difficult code to crack. These days, anyway. Well, that's all from us today. Thank you very much, Neil. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.